right, it's time for the Property Pulse right here. Every single Wednesday, we talk either real estate or we talk mortgage stuff. And today, we're going to talk with Jackie Marano from Southern Vermont Realty Group, talking real estate. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Tom. How are you?
I'm doing well. What's going on?
It's a nice rainy day, huh?
Oh, absolutely. A very rainy day today. At least it wasn't snow, you know what I mean?
That's true. That's true. Although in December, snow's okay.
That's okay, yeah. If it snows on, you know, the holidays, that's okay, right?
Yeah, exactly.
All right. So what are we going to talk about today for real estate?
Yeah, so for our last couple of episodes, we've really focused on buyers and what buyers should do to prepare and how the process starts for them. Mm-hmm. So this time I thought we'd change it up a little and talk about sellers and the beginning of the process for sellers and how they sort of jump into getting going with their house.
All right, I'm ready.
Okay. So we're just going to talk about some staging, some decluttering, some of that stuff that we, you know, my kids call it that stuff you do before guests come over.
I love that.
The mom clean.
Right.
Yeah. When you find out people are coming over.
Yes.
There's some aspect of that to it. You know, mm-hmm. you're going to do the declutter. You're going to fluff the pillows, that kind of stuff. But there really is more to it.
There's people looking at your house and you're not there.
That's right. Yes. But, you know, your representative is there.
Yeah,
they're
going
to keep an eye on everybody.
Exactly.
But yes.
Right.
So there's a lot that you can do to really make your space feel inviting to a buyer. And, you know, a lot of the things that you know you should do, right? You know, you should clean your house. You know, everybody knows you put away your personal photos.
Your front of your yard, too, though, right?
Yes. That's there's outside stuff
outside
to do
first
as well.
Is first impressions.
That's a good point. Yes.
Right?
And it is hard to make a good impression in stick season and mud season.
That's for sure. Right,
So, yeah. So there's a lot of different seasonal things that can be done as well. You know, and in the winter, you know, if it's not a holiday, if your house isn't dressed up for some reason, you know, it can be really just as simple as making sure that the sidewalks and the porches, everything's cleaned off. It's easy access.
Perfect.
Your driveway is accessible, right? That's one of those things. That's a really bad look when the buyer can't get to the house.
Yeah, I imagine that'd be something.
It is. And that's an unfortunate, you know, we know that.
Yeah.
As New Englanders and Vermonters,
but
that really is the first impression, right? You know, do I want to do this driveway in February? How far do I have to shovel to get to the front door?
Right.
Am I walking across the lawn? Is there a path? So I hadn't actually thought about that, but that is an excellent point.
Yeah, absolutely. So then you get into the house.
Yes. So then you get into the house. And, you know, really, everybody has different opinions on what makes a house homey and what, you know, makes their house shine.
Is there do's and don'ts?
Yeah, there's some do's and some don'ts. But what I would say, you know, the absolute do's, right?
Yep.
Put away all of your personal property.
Yeah.
You want people to come in and picture themselves in the space. You want them to picture their dog on the couch or their kid's art on the refrigerator.
Yeah, yeah.
So you want to clear things like that make them feel like they're in somebody else's space. So photos, anything animal related, dog beds, that kind of stuff should get put away.
Uh-huh.
That's the very basic.
So you don't push people to look in the closets then?
No, I don't push people to look in the closets, but I will say, they do.
Yeah, they do. So where are you going to put your stuff?
They do. So plastic tubs work very well.
Okay, I got you.
I don't think there's anybody who doesn't know that what a plastic tub
is. Absolutely.
Yeah, what that's for.
And,
you know, a neat stack of plastic tubs is much better than an overflowing closet.
Yes.
So you can do that. But usually there's some place, a garage, an attic, a basement where you don't really have to, you know, you can use that space to store stuff.
Yeah, right. That sounds good.
Yeah, so then
we don't want a closet to open up and all of a sudden, you know, those movies.
Right. Occasionally in a teenager's room, that's to be expected.
Yeah.
But it's not in the primary closet.
Yeah.
You know, those spaces should be neat and organized. Your pantry should be neat and organized.
Right.
Sometimes if there's too much clutter in there or if it looks too full, it can give the impression of there not being enough storage in the house.
Right.
So all of these little things mean something.
Yes.
They're not arbitrary tasks your realtor gives you.
Yeah, okay. Exactly. Oh,
so aside from removing things and tucking things away, There's also showcasing mm-hmm. sort of some of the nicer features of your home. And sometimes that's lighting. Sometimes that's adding a pop of color. Sometimes that's rearranging furniture mm-hmm. so that the light is coming in better. It's opening curtains. And when you get to this stage, it's really time to bring the realtor in.
Yeah. Yeah. Sounds good.
When you start the process, thinking that you're going to list, certainly go ahead and do that first clear, but then call a realtor, get them on board. A seller representative specialist is a really good idea. This is what they do. They focus on sellers only, and they have a lot of experience in this, and they'll be able to come in and help you decide what we should put back. They often have staging materials, so you don't need to run out to Home Goods and buy new pillows. Don't do that.
Yeah, yeah.
Wait for your realtor.
Exactly.
Southern Vermont Realty Group has an entire storage unit full of fluffy pillows and good lighting and linen. So, you know, that's a service that we provide. So when you get to that point, give us a call and we'll come in and we'll talk you through it.
That's something new. I've never heard that before.
Oh, really?
Really?
It's one of the most fun parts for us. Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you got a whole house full of stuff now.
Well, yes. So it's we do. We have a lot of material that we can help people with. So
great.
We don't want
That's
sellers
amazing.
Going out there and purchasing all of this material for their home.
There's no need.
There's no need. Yeah. I mean, we can usually do a lot with what's on site, and then we supplement with the products that we already have.
All right. Well, sounds good. Well, that's a great information right there to get somebody started out and selling their house.
Yes, absolutely.
Outside and in.
Outside and in, yes, certainly. Yeah, and we have different advice in different seasons, of course. So like with every other part of this.
All right.
Communicating with your realtor early is important.
Absolutely. Well, you know, have yourself a great holiday for sure.
Thank you
know, because
so
it's coming up around the corner.
I know.
And we're going to see you in 2 weeks.
Yes.
Right after the holiday.
Yes, for our last session of the year.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been fun for sure. What a great year it was, right?
It has, yes. Yeah. It's been fun.
Yeah, absolutely. And we'll say Happy New Year and all that stuff later on.
Okay, great.
All right, well, thanks for coming in today. I appreciate you, Jackie. You are amazing. And how do people get a hold of you?
Yes, please call me. So you can call our main office line at 802-464-2585. You can find us on the web at sovtrealtygroup.com.
All right. And you can also check out the property pulse on our website too at wtsaradio.com for past episodes as well.
Yes, that's excellent.
And a link to your page.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, you take care of yourselves and have a great holiday, okay?
Thank you so much. You too.
All right. Take care and stay dry. All right. See ya. Bye now.
Bye.